What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. I got a couple of stories I want to get through before I start taking phone calls. The first story is about Thomas Jefferson High School in Virginia. It is considered the top performing public school in the entire nation. And it offers a college preparatory program emphasizing the sciences, mathematics, and technology to children aged 14 to 18. It's highly competitive. And until recently, it used an admissions test to choose pupils. But now Black Lives Matter campaigners are out there saying that, no, you've got to have diversity and you've got to scrap the entrance exams here because those are racist. Now, apparently over in Great Britain, Corinne Fowler, who's the professor of postcolonial literature at the University of Leicester, basically said that gardening is racist. Seriously, that's it. And she's out there saying that knowledge about gardens and plants, in particular botany, has had deep colonial resonances. Okay. And finally, one more story here. Reverend Michael Eric Dyson, who preaches at the National Cathedral, his latest message is American exceptionalism is really white supremacy. They're just out there. Absolutely out there. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Miles in Tennessee, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, I'd like to ask you your opinion of something, if that's okay.
Okay.
So he's your peer or competitor or whatever word you want to use. We all know him, Alex Jones of InfoWars.
Yes.
And after what happened on the 6th, I'm more than ever considering that he might be a red herring of sorts or controlled opposition. I don't know if I'm wearing my tinfoil hat on this, and I just want to know what your opinion of the guy is. Is he sensationalist? Is he out for the money? Do you have a personal opinion of if he's worth listening to these days?
Well, I don't listen to him myself since we had a little bit of an acrimonious breakup some years ago. Certainly he wants to make money. We all do. Certainly he's sensationalist because that builds the audience. But I noticed or was informed that as of today, he's sort of backed off this whole storm Washington, D.C. thing. And he was telling his listeners not to do anything tomorrow.
Great. Yeah, I've kind of distanced myself from him, too, because it doesn't seem healthy. And I could use the word irresponsible.
Okay.
To put those kinds of feelings out there, and I just don't think it's healthy, and that's pretty much all I had to say.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, Miles. The lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the news, let's talk a little bit about computers here. This is a story coming out of Electronic Intifada, and apparently there is this company in Israel. It's a spy firm, NSO Group. Their business is producing malware, and apparently their latest creation can infect a computer or a cell phone without having to click on anything. Just by receiving the message or the email, it can infect your phone. And apparently suspected government agents are using malware produced by NSO Group to hack into the phones of 36 journalists, producers, anchors, and executives at Al Jazeera and the phone of a journalist at the London-based Al Arabi between last July and August. So, anyway, boy, the phone lines are filling on up here. Let's go to Dan in Washington. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thanks. Well, I wanted to say about the minimum wage, but Alex Jones as well. But this whole thing about, I remember Bill O'Reilly debating this minimum wage raise, 12 years ago with Obama?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe,
yep.
And I think at the time it was 10, 12 bucks an hour. Now, you know, they were talking about adjusting it for inflation. Now, if they did that, the minimum wage would probably be $16, $17 an hour. So it's just this idea that raising the minimum wage costs jobs. It's been a libertarian talking point for 40 years, and it's just not true. It's never been true.
Well, I don't know. We seem to have massive unemployment, you know, and I think, you know, the reason that the workers are struggling and they should be getting minimum wage increases, it's because we live in a country where the executives at corporations are just making money hand over fist. Now, over in, for example, Japan, if you look at the way companies are set up there, management is very small, and their pay is, you know, only a little bit more than that of the ordinary worker. But here in the United States, I mean, we've got CEOs who are making more in one day than their workers make in an entire year.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why you have to have regulations like the minimum wage and things like tariffs. So it's again, that's why the whole Republican libertarian philosophy is just a scam. You know, it's just obviously that's the case. Greed is always going to be there, and the corporation is there to make profits. So that's why you have things like a minimum wage or rules to, you know, do that. So that was my point there. I've just never seen it cost jobs. I remember the getting in the debate in like 1995 with the guy, and I think it was going from $4 to $6 or something, and it just, he said the same thing, and it's like, no, it never did. So, yeah, if you raise it to way above the, you know, the average rate of inflation, say like $50 an hour would cause jobs. But anyway, on Alex Jones, Strat4.
Yeah.
When I used to listen to Alex Jones, he used to say, the neo-Nazis say I work for Strat4. It's an Israeli intelligence agency. And, the neo-Nazis say, you know, all this stuff. But after listening to him for a while, and probably about the time you checked out when he didn't say anything about, like, Israel lobbying artillery shells into Gaza and, like, I don't know how many, 50,000 people died or something. It was, like, several thousand. He didn't really say anything, and I quit supporting him after he stabbed the people at Charlottesville in the back. You know, he just said, I wouldn't stick up for them. And it's like, well, whether some of them are false flags or not, they had a right to, it's just free speech. So after all that, I kind of think he works for Strat4. Just like at the beginning, he used to say, I think, I don't know what you think about that or,
well, I remember there's a YouTube video of Alex Jones, you know, pledging his undying support for Israel. And it was shortly after that video came on out that all of a sudden his fortunes improved.
Yeah, I've noticed that, you know, and I can't he's got so many protein powder commercials. I have a hard time thinking that many people are buying his protein powder or whatever. But anyway, that's what I was thinking exactly about him as well as the other caller. Anyway, thanks for taking the call.
All right, you got it. Thank you for the phone call, Dan. And we're going to switch over to Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Great show, Mike. Great show.
Thank you.
I can see the tourism ads right now, Mike. Come to London and watch a sword fight.
Yes.
The joys of multiculturalism. Mike, before I get to the reason why I called, I just want to speak directly to Tom in Florida.
Okay.
And I love Tom. He's great. He's great. And I love when you say, Tom. It's like every time you have to say that.
Yes.
He may be on to something. Tom in Florida, he's been seemingly obsessed with the landscaping business and how it's been taken over by the Latinos. I would urge Tom in Florida, start his own service. Have some other white guys join him and call it Tom's Anglo Landscaping. With the slogan, we're making landscaping great again, one lawn at a time.
I love it.
Mike, first, I love Dan in Washington. He's great, but he's badly misinformed. This whole minimum wage increase, I think it's another way to get rid of the small businesses. My father had a small business. These small businesses are not making money, Dan, hand over fist. They're struggling. Yeah. And even in the best of times, they're making their profits are quite marginal. So if maybe you have run a business, a small business, Dan, but I don't think you did, because if you had run a small business, you'd be better informed. And then, Mike, a couple things. This story about the MyPillow company and Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah. I was going to go today to Bed Bath & Beyond and make a big purchase. And I'm glad you advise us about that story. I will not go to Bed Bath & Beyond ever again. Two can play this game. If they want to boycott MyPillow, I'm going to boycott Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay. Well,
they apparently lost the purchase. I was going to spend at least $200 today. And I may go there, and I may talk to the supervisor and tell he or she, you lost my sale because your idiotic corporate people, wherever they are, made this decision. So you lost my sale. I'm going to do that, too.
Well, apparently Macy's has also severed ties with MyPillow. And
I'll go there, too, because they're right next to each other.
Yeah.
And, Mike, did you hear about this pervert, the guy who was head of the Lincoln Group, this anti-Trump Republican group, propositioning young men online? Boy, Trump, I'll give him this. He's got some really screwed-up enemies.
I agree.
And finally, Mike, my last question to you. Ted Kaczynski, do you think he was some sort of a kind of prophet? Because wasn't he warning us about this dystopian, technocratic, digital future we have now, mass surveillance, big tech, cancel culture? Mm-hmm. Was he some sort of prophet, Ted Kaczynski?
Well, you know, to be very honest, anybody who was studying what was going on back then had a pretty clear idea where this was all headed, you know, whether it was George Orwell or Ted Kaczynski or yours truly. We've been sounding the warning for a very long time, and, you know, now it's here.
Okay. Oh, and lastly, I'm going to say this. Biden may be in danger from the deep state because he's damaged goods. He may be worth more dead to these people than alive. I mean, that would give them the justification for a gun grab if he's taken out.
Yes.
So don't overlook that. It might just happen in the next, who knows, in the next year. Could happen tomorrow. Who knows? But this guy's damaged goods. His whole family's damaged goods. He's past ties with China. So you never know. They took out that very unpopular politician in Russia and blamed it on Putin.
Yeah.
The guy had about 2% popularity. I think it was Boris Nemtsov, if I'm not mistaken. So that's all. And I just want to tell Tom, we love you, Tom. Keep calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to switch over to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I don't know where to begin. I mean, I don't know where, you know, any of you guys out there can support the Republican Party after what's about to transpire. I mean, first and foremost, you know, you see, dude, that everything is being taken from us. And you can either incrementally accept it, you know, the whole frog in the boiling pot, or we can start coming to get solutions and, you know, not beating up on each other, other callers. I mean, because we need each other now more than ever. And, one thing's for sure is that we are the masters of solutions. The conservative party, dude, or conservative people, dude, are the masters of coming up with solutions. We need a new party in this country. And anybody, dude, who votes for Republican and all that stuff might as well vote for Democrats because, you know, they're all traitors. You see what they did, dude, to our elected leader. They allowed the election, you know, to be stolen from us. They glorified a panty raid, you know, that pretty much, you know, happened at the Capitol. I mean, because I don't even consider that, dude, a riot or anything like that because conservatives don't riot. And you know, just to see, sit here and see, dude, all of this infiltration. You know, how, you know, right-wing groups, dude, are hanging out with left-wing groups, dude, just so that they can accelerate a civil war. I mean, it's just getting to the point where, you know, we just need to decide, you know, I mean, we need to do exactly what the Democrats did to Donald Trump, and that's to have our red states, you know, just ignore Joe Biden. Just ignore him. And stop abiding by his laws. And if your governor or your mayor of your town or your sheriff or anything like that is just weak, you know, you need to get rid of him. I mean, because our country is under attack, dude. And,
yes,
and
it
anybody,
is.
Dude, who sits there and thinks like, oh, you know, we're just going to wait this out and hunker down and 2024 is going to come. We have no candidates. We have nobody, dude, willing, dude, to sit here and do what Donald Trump did. We need somebody with limited resources so that they can't sit here and be beholden to anybody. And there's nobody, dude, you know, that's in our realm, dude, at this point in time that is willing to sit here and risk. You know, I mean, Donald Trump is going to be broke by the time, dude, that he leaves. I mean, they're going to sit there and take him for everything that he's got. And
yes.
He's not going to have much of anything anymore. And we need to start emphasizing, you know, land ownership. Land ownership, because we are going to need each other, because they're going to start saying, well, you're conservative. You know, you can't rent. You know, you're conservative. You can't buy a home. You need to take your assets right now. I'm 33, just turned 34. And all of you boomers that are sitting there listening, all of you guys in your 60s, you know, who are about to retire and all that stuff, you know, you're going to have to give your money to your kids. I'm sorry. To sit here and give them, you know, a future and give them the possibility of buying back America brick by brick, block by block, mile by mile, until we push these people out of our country. I mean, because this is what they're going to do to us. And you guys better wake up, because, dude, this isn't even funny anymore. I mean, to sit here and be a young man, you know, in this country, and you know, you want to know why, dude, some of these young kids, dude, go towards Antifa and communism and all that stuff?
Yeah.
It's because they have nothing given to them. You know, they have no future for them or anything like that. They've never been installed, you know, the proper parenting, you know, to sit here and teach these kids, dude, how to earn a dollar. And you guys were so soft. You guys were soft. You gave them everything because you guys worked hard. But now you're going to have to take the wealth, dude, that you guys have accumulated and not buy your bass boat or anything like that, dude, but to invest back into this country, because we need to push these people out.
Yes.
And all you guys, dude, ribbing on Tom in Florida. Dude, Tom in Florida is principled because he understands, dude, what's going on, dude, in this country. All of you guys are having the wool taken over your eyes, man, in the grand scheme of things. These people are invaders. Invaders! Do you understand that?
Yes. Okay, I think Marco just hung up. So let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, we were talking about Alex Jones before. You know, I still listen to him. However, I also know the guy does tend to lie sometimes. And, you know, in order to, especially when it comes to Trump, he tends to shill to the worst degree. Because you take, for instance, these vaccines.
Yes.
These are all funded by Trump. These are billions of taxpayers' dollars that he gave these scumbags. And they've come out with this poison now. And Trump, of course, keeps on bragging about it, which is bad enough. But Alex Jones said that Trump did put out a vaccine, but it's not as bad as the, it's not really what do you call it, mRNA vaccine. And it's a lie. It
well, Johnson & Johnson's vaccine uses DNA.
Johnson & Johnson is not an RNA?
No, it uses DNA.
Right, but that's not the only one that Trump sponsored, right?
No, Trump, you know, was pushing a lot of companies out there. And listen, I got to take a break for commercials here. Mark, stay on the line, and we will be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, you say that the only vaccine that I know of that they've come out with that's not RNA, but now you say the one in Johnson is a DNA, but the only one that's not either of those is the Sputnik V in Russia.
Correct. That's a more traditional vaccine.
By a DNA, what would be the difference between that and the RNA? I mean, would they still endanger your entire cell structure, isn't it?
Well, the reason Johnson & Johnson went with DNA is it's a more stable molecule. And the mRNA is very, very fragile. RNA is a very unstable molecule. That's why it has to be stored and shipped at 122 degrees below Fahrenheit. Otherwise, it starts mutating.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, it's not that I take either of them, okay? I wouldn't even take the Sputnik V vaccine, but if somebody had a gun to my head and said I had to take any of these things, I would take the Sputnik V one because I don't believe it's either of those things, you know? Mm-hmm. But Jones is, like I said, Jones is always letting Trump off the hook. He doesn't go after him properly and Julian Assange. And that reminds me, what happened to these 100 people he's supposed to give pardons to again today? I haven't heard anything
Have not heard. And I'm going to be very, very disappointed if there's no pardon for Assange and Snowden.
Don't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Like I said, I've never been a, you know, I was a Trump supporter in the beginning. I voted for him in 2016, but I've been very disappointed. I was off that train the first time he bombed Syria, which is a crime.
Yes.
He's shown that he can't be relied on. He's just not. I don't think he's bright enough to. He was, you know, to run as a populist, you have to be able to go into what he should have taken a job right away, running and gotten rid of all the dead wood and all the globalists.
I agree. I agree.
And everything else he had before, and the Bush appointees, instead of putting more of them in, all he would have had. That's all he would have had to do, but he didn't. He just fumbled and you know, one thing you got to say about Obama, I mean, I couldn't stand the guy, but I will give him credit. He went in there and he cleaned house. I think he replaced all the U.S. attorneys around the country.
Yes,
he
did.
He put an attorney general he could work with in Holder. I mean, Holder's a scumbag, but you know, he was loyal to Obama and did his bit and protected Obama every bit of the way. So. You know, and the same thing even when he appointed what's her name, Lorraine? I forgot her name. Lorraine
like
something?
A Western singer. I'm blanking on the name.
Yeah, but anyway, he covered his tracks. Trump didn't know how to do that. He put all the worst people in. He replaces an FBI director with an even worse or just as bad FBI director. And Ray, he replaces, and then he replaces Sessions with a bum like Barr. Deep state as you could get, going right back to George the First, you know?
Yes.
Bush the First. So, I mean, that's inexcusable. I know you got a guy there from Florida who wants to praise Trump and say all the most wonderful things about him, but let's be honest about it. He just wasn't. He wasn't up to the task. Okay, he did not
he was
do
a
what he was
disappointment.
Supposed to. Absolutely,
I still would have preferred him over Biden, though.
Oh, absolutely, but that's you know like saying, would you rather be hit by a Mack truck or by a train? I take my chances with a Mack truck, but it wouldn't be a very good thing either. You know.
Okay.
That's the problem. So this is what we're stuck with Biden.
Okay, the name you were trying to get was Loretta Lynch.
Loretta Lynch, right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, we're stuck. So now look what we're stuck with. And it's going to be a miserable 4 years. I don't know what this guy is really going to do or try to do. He probably won't do too much in his own anyway, because I don't think he's even mentally capable of it anymore. I don't even know if he's physically capable of it anymore. And but whatever it is, it ain't going to be good for this country. Not going to be good for us, and you know,
it's going to be raging liberalism.
I don't know what he's going to do with the vaccines. Whether he's going to either push them some more, I can't see him. I really can't see him pushing much more because this is coming out now in mainstream media. I was talking to a girl at the store today. You know, she was telling me at first she in order to go back to in order to go to college, they said she has to take the vaccine. So I told her, you see all the. Now she tells me today that, she's seen a lot of this stuff now even coming out of mainstream media, but people having horrendous side effects, including death, up to including death, you know. She's starting to realize. So this is even now starting to come out in mainstream media. It's now coming out in Europe also. I think what he's going to do is I think he's going to use this to blame Trump for it. That's my opinion, but I don't know what
you think.
They're
definitely going to blame Trump for this. They're definitely going to do that. Anyway, Mark, I need to let you go. Right. We're going to take a break from commercials, more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today? Lauren, are you there? Okay, I guess Lauren.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
You are. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I can hear you now. You're on the air.
Hey, okay, so I'm just going to talk about whiny baby men. At this point, we are wasting our time. Boy, are they got us distracted. We think about what they tell us to think about. Oh, we're so worried about lives, but not the aborted babies, but not the just regular disease, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, easily fixed, easily remedied, vitamin C, vitamin D, you know, some cod liver oil, some zinc.
Yes.
Detox regularly. Okay, it's not hard. They know how to do it right. They're not going to tell you because they're making their living from you. And now we're battling each other. I mean, what in the world are we thinking? And, you know, as far as Trump, come on, man. He's just a man. He's a businessman at that. So it's, you know, he wasn't paying attention to every little, you know, minutia of politics. And I tell you what, I've been watching it for 25 years. And the only reason that I had time is because I'm a homeschooling mom. You know, so I was here, radio on shortwave, listening to what was actually happening every day, which shaped my picture of the world because it's all based in actual things that actually happened, like the vaccine court where the lead witness for the government, Dr. Zimmerman, said these vaccines are causing autism, for sure. And all they did was just dump his testimony, rewrite it, pay Hannah Poehling's family off, and then he had to go to Robert Kennedy Jr.'s to try to get the information out. So what I'm saying is, this is our fault. We keep waiting for some hero to save us. You've got people who make money from your ignorance. They're not going to tell you because they make money from your ignorance. So this is up to you to get involved, to go and look the information up yourself, and to then spread that information and make sure you're spreading truth. And that means you got to stop complaining about how Trump didn't do everything right. No, first off, he was given bad advice. You know, they kept recommending people. Every time they recommended people, I was like, oh, that's a bad guy. But I've been paying attention where he hasn't, and he's trusting the Republicans. He thought that was his team. I mean, what normal person, he's from business. In business, you're actually trying to get a job done. So there isn't a whole bunch of, you know, lying and deceiving and backbiting, not in his organization, because everybody gets to do what needs to be done, and everybody gets to claim the victory. There's pride and workmanship. It's old America. The new America, you got Democrats, they go in as broke, and they come out millionaires and billionaires with $10 million. How many houses does Obama have now? You know, the guy that in the racist America that 13% of black people elected the president. You know, come on, man. And I can't stand it anymore. So here's the deal. My fault, my fix. Obey God. It's, even if it's just the last five commandments, okay, we really have to change what we're doing. Keep your money in your pocket. If you don't owe taxes, stop paying them. HisAdvocates.org. StateCitizen.org. And if you want to do Social Security and IRS, Weiss Paris, WeissParis.com. And all this is just legal. It's legal, legally changing your status. Stop acting like a slave. They're assuming that you're the slave, and until you tell them you're not, they can proceed, and you obey them. So all this screaming and, oh, they're coming for us. Who cares? Walk out of it. Come out of her, my people. And that's what I'm saying. The same thing with your children. Keep your children in your home or control their education. Hire somebody to teach them everything on the globe. You should know where it is if you want to bomb it or send soldiers to rob it or kill the people.
Yes.
Shouldn't you at least know where it is? You know, boycott big business and turn off the media. They tell us what to think about. And the other thing with regard to the COVID, please, Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen and Neurosystemic Diseases by Professor Donald Scott. Look it up. What you're going to find out is this is a bioweapon developed by the very people who are trying to, you know, the CDC. It's like they did a study from the CDC, and they checked people that wore masks versus people that didn't wear masks. They infected them with COVID, exposed them to COVID. The people that wore masks regularly, 70% infection rate. The people that didn't wear masks regularly, 3% infection rate. You know, they admit that the masks don't work. They admit, you know, the Johns Hopkins death rate numbers. They admit the death rate is down. So the question is, how do we have a population that's so numbed and dumbed that a disease that you have to test for to see if you have it, and 99% of the people survive, you should take a vaccine that's, they're guessing, oh, maybe it'll work. And the thing is, they know it won't work. You can't make a vaccine against a virus. Okay, I'm a naturopathic doctor now, but I was a drug rep, and I sold third-generation IV cephalosporin antibiotics. I was trained in that field. And I'm telling you, a virus, you're supposed to get those. When you stop getting colds, that's when you're getting ready to die from cancer. Your body can no longer shake it off. The cold, the flu, is to get you to sneeze and cough and have diarrhea and throw up. And it clears your body of the toxins that are accumulating. And the viruses that are normally, they're always in your environment. You swim in them. They're inside you. They're outside you. It's a communication. And the thing is, you've got Bill Gates. He can't keep a virus off a computer. But you're going to let him put luciferase, the active ingredient in his tattoo for you. You're going to let him put a virus in your body to make your body produce proteins that it wouldn't normally make, and to increase its, basically, the aggression the cytokine storm is a result of all the white yes. cells running to, you know, beat down the infective agents. The problem is you're the thing it's attacking now. What they're doing to you when you take the first, you know, you take that dose of vaccine, when you finally get exposed to a cold, that you're going to have a cytokine storm and die. And then they're going to say, oh, well, we've got a new disease sweeping through. No, they caused it. But because yes. it's later, people won't pick up on the causality. And in that mycoplasma paper, mycoplasma causes everything that you're looking at in terms of long-term degenerative diseases, diabetes, MS, arthritis, cancer, Lou Gehrig's, all these things, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all of this is caused by pathogenic infection, and they add to your weakness because normally your body would be able to fight it off, but they poison your food, GMO food, MSG, NutraSweet. They poison your water,
yes.
fluorine, chlorine. They poison your body directly with vaccines, heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, foreign RNA and DNA to also reprogram your cells, and that's when your cells start going crazy. And when that tissue of someone else gets embedded in your, like, spine, now you've got transverse myelitis. All the people in Australia, they stopped the vaccine down there. Why? Because people were testing positive for AIDS. Well, that's
yes.
part of this weapon. So we need to stop reacting. We need to stop, you know, oh, should we take the shot or shouldn't? No. Should we take vitamins like Dr. Fauci does? Like Dr. Sherry Rogers says, thepowerhour.com, go to any Friday between March 13th and the end of April, second hour. That woman is a medical doctor with 4 board specialties, and she's telling you it's a bioweapon. It's got AIDS, MERS, SARS, and Ebola, and there's one more on there. I just forgot what it is. And that the way to stop it from entering your cells, vitamin D, that's the door. And you vitamin C to detox your body. Cod liver oil, you have to have solid fatty acids around each cell. That's what your cells all have as a shield.
Yes.
And that's what
yes.
they're attacking with the fake fats. And then remember this, last thing, and I'll shut up and get off. The cell
okay.
phone radiation, what it does is it makes the blood-brain barrier permeable to metals, to viruses, to the infections that they're putting in your body, to the machinery. There's nanotech that they can turn on and off using the towers. But these studies were done, the Navy did the studies. They put dye in a mouse, you know, and looked at where the dye went. You know, take the scan, look where the dye went. It didn't penetrate the blood-brain barrier. They exposed it to cell phone radiation. Zoom, it's all right through the blood-brain barrier. And that's what I'm saying. They're using multiple weapons platforms to attack you. So if you want to understand what they're doing, stopthecrime.net. And take a look at the actual government documents. They say what they're doing. It's easy to defend yourself. Detox your body regularly. It's easy to do with clay or charcoal or, you know, take super silver, 40 parts per million or 30 parts per million. Yep. It kills the pathogens in the body. And then eat real nutrition. Man-made vitamins. I used to work for a company that made Baroka Plus. That's the brand. That's the prescription vitamins for, you know, for
yeah.
doctors, but they're made from petrochemical pharmaceuticals, you know, from oil. So you got vitamin
yes.
C from genetically engineered corn, mercury alloy processed, and Dr. Sherry Rogers talks about this a lot. She said it's like eating, having a mercury filling every day. That's how much sugar mm-hmm. with mercury regular Americans are exposed to. And so your body is just dying under the weight of trying to detox all this. So that's the deal. That's what's going on. I just want people to know they do have power. And, you know, let's stop whining and attacking each other. Alex Jones is not perfect, but by golly, I've watched that man for 20 years, and he's a man. I'd be proud to call that man my son. And I know what went on with you guys. You guys are men, butt heads, men. Hey, iron sharpens iron. You're both badass. I just appreciate you and Claire and all the work you've done. I was such a dingbat before I knew about any of this. So, I'll let you go. I know there's other people that want to call, but bless
yes,
you.
There
you
are.
Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
All right. Same
Bye-bye.
To you. Thank you very much for the information. We're going to switch over to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Yeah. You have so many people that say they got one more thing to say, then they say 5 things. So that's okay. That's cool.
Well, it's a bad habit to break.
The talking about Texas, there's also Texas. They're going to vote. It's going to be on their ballot to secede from the United States. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but the fact that it's even going to be on the ballot in Alaska, I think, is thinking about it, too. Now, this guy, other guy was talking about Kaczynski. I've never been able to read the stuff that he writes. It's, he just kind of, he throws out so many different, totally different historical anecdotes, and it doesn't really make sense. The book I've got from him, he'll be talking about Ireland, and he'll be talking about India in 1600, and he'll be, it doesn't make any sense. But one thing I think about Kaczynski, I think he was a Zodiac killer also. And there's evidence, a couple weeks ago, more evidence surfaced that because they finally solved the 340 code, one of the codes they've been trying to solve for 50 years, it was finally solved, and the fact that it really is a real code, it's similar to a code that was found in Kaczynski's cabin. It was, I think, to his diary. But the fact that it was actually a real code at all, not just a fake code, it again points the finger at him, because it had to be somebody that knew mathematics. It was a complicated code. It took him 50 years of the FBI gave up on it. Finally, some amateurs solved it. Mm-hmm. And believe me, he's the strongest candidate. They never have tested his DNA against the DNA they have or his prints. So anyway, that's all I got to say, Mike. I'll let you go and get somebody else in. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mike in California. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, that lady was a little out there. Wow.
Intense. A little intense.
Yeah. But, you know, Alex Jones, really, 20 years, you call that guy your son? Alex Jones is a lunatic, and he never mentions Zionist power. He always makes some crazy thing up, like, oh, the Chi-Coms are controlling the media. And they do control a little bit, but it's nothing compared to you-know-who. And he'll never say it. He's always he just makes excuses all the time for wacky theories and stuff. You know, how many times has Alex Jones talked about the dancing Israelis?
That's pretty well documented.
Anyways, sorry to go off topic there, but okay. Do you believe in, telling people hard truths, Mike? Even if it's,
basically the art of being a rabble-rouser is to understand what the rabble is ready to listen to and what they're not ready to listen to. If I've got a receptive audience, I'm going to give them the hard truth.
Okay, good. Because I think that's, a lot of people go back, they just, go back into their comfort zone and they think, oh, I've got it. I've got a chance. You know, we just got to vote. We just got to vote the right guys in power. But, listen to the phone calls, the people calling in, the lady talking about, I don't know, 5G stuff controlling you and all these horrible things the government's doing to you, right? So do you really think that this government, which really doesn't change foreign policy ever, no matter who you vote for, is going to... expose themselves and leave this weak point on the Death Star, oh darn it, they just voted us out, I guess we got to go home now and pack our stuff. That's never going to happen. And for a lot of people, they thought, oh well, Trump is saying he's going to drain the swamp and everything, and he didn't do anything.
No,
he's horrible. I don't care if you think he's a businessman or whatever, the guy sucks. And he had full control, supposedly. I really don't think he did,
supposedly,
but, he should have, if he was going to get JFK or whatever, he could have said something. He could still declassify a lot of stuff. Nothing stopping him from doing it. Jared Kushner is not in there physically restraining him and punching him in the shoulder, not letting him do stuff. He can do it, but he's just going to lose money. Or maybe they would JFK him or something. And you know what? As a president, in this dire time, you should be willing to take that risk and say, hey, more important than his family or his life, the 330 million Americans living under this Zionist system, and he'll never do it. And I would ask people that are stuck in that illusion that don't want to hear the hard truth or something, like, when has voting Republican ever moved things socially to the right? I mean, has it ever in your lifetime? Maybe delayed stuff, but has ever moved it in the other direction?
Republican when they get tired of the Democrats, but as this last election showed us, voting just doesn't matter anymore. And having perfected their vote theft mechanism, the Republicans are not ever going to get back into power again, because the Democrats are going to preserve that vote stealing machine. Anyway, Mike, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our show and another phone call after these two words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. We're going to go back to the phones to Ken in New York. Ken, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. You know, after all that's happened, why would anybody want to vote for him again in 4 years? Nothing would change.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. We didn't really know the measure of Donald Trump when he campaigned back in 2016. We certainly liked his message, but now we have the measure of the man as president, and it was a disappointment. It all depends on who the Democrats are going to put up in 2024, or if the Democrats can find some way to block Trump from even running in the first place.
I don't have any confidence that there will be a vote again after this. I mean,
I said you may well be right, or voting will now become mandatory, as it is in countries where the citizens know the elections are rigged anyway.
Well, if somebody doesn't get off their lard rear end and do something tomorrow, I think it's going to be could be 100 years of Bolshevism.
Well, the country is very fragile right now, and Bolshevism didn't work for the Soviet Union very well in the long run. We'll see what's going to happen. But again, you've got, you know, basically half of America knows this last election was crooked. The number's probably even more than that, but probably a lot of people are staying silent out of some misguided feelings of patriotism, or they don't want to be embarrassed, or they don't want to be cancel cultured or any of those other things. So they're just going to stay quiet. But we, you know, they're probably thinking it as well.
Yes, or you don't want to be a target.
True.
Thank you, Mike. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you very much. And we're going to finish up our show with a little bit of science news here. Apparently, NASA's big rocket, the Space Launch System, had its first real test. It was supposed to run for 8 minutes, but about 50 seconds in, the Flight Control Center called out, we did get an MCF on Engine 4, which means a major component failure with the fourth engine on the vehicle. And at a total of about 67 seconds, the hot fire test ended. So a little bit of bad luck there. Now, Virgin Orbit just launched a rocket from a 747. They flew it up to around 30,000 feet and launched the rocket. Basically, it took off and it went into orbit. Now, you know, drop launching from planes is not new. It's been, around for a long time. SpaceX, Rutan Scalable Composites, their ships drop launch. Okay, I'm hearing the music. It's time for me to get out of here. And please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Oh, apparently Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers is taking the microphone for John today. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.